Goes against number 31 of the Bannex Hatchets. That's Austin Affer's first personal foul and the first team foul for the Hatchets. Both teams with just one foul so far, 6 minutes and 52 seconds into the third quarter. Substitutions for Bannex: Wyatt Humphrey Phillips checks in. Martin Messing sits down. Austin Mosack sits down. And Jurgis came back in. Seth Bowles sits down for Lakers. He's replaced. Looks like by 22, that'd be Pasek. So at the free throw line, shooting one, Brennan Wisner. It's a three-point ball game. Check that, a two-point ball game. The old-fashioned three-point play is complete. 31-29, Bannex leading by 2 points. Wisner sits down. So out there for Lakers right now, we have Troy Schappel checking back in. For Bannex, Clark Brady. Ryan Hlesky with the ball. Right wing is Brandon Jurgis. Right elbow. That'll be Wyatt Humphrey Phillips retreating to the block, and then we have Austin Affer with the left block. Clark Brady at the high post, turnaround jump shot, no good. Rebound still loose, and it's last touched by a white jersey going out of bounds. Laker ball with 51.6 seconds left in the third quarter, trying to tie it up. They trail by 2 points, 31-29.
Kind of surprised by the first option, quick hitting offense on that with 50-some seconds to go.
Scholler across the timeline, dribbling to his right. Trying to hand it off to the sophomore, Chapel. Being guarded by Hlesky. Back over to Scholler. Top of the key, Siegfried to Chapel left wing. Dribbles twice, gives it back to Scholler. Scholler dribbles to his left, nothing there. Down to Smith in the right block. Going to work against Affer, nothing there. To Pasek on the give and go, and the bank shot is in for 2 points. Nice ball movement from the Lakers for Pasek's 6 point, and we're tied at 31. Lakers led by two at the half, now we're tied at 31. 10 seconds left in the third. Hlesky, top of the key. Over to Clark Brady, right wing. 5 seconds left. Hlesky lets this one fly. That one is an ugly shot. Not sure if it was a pass or not. And with 1.1 seconds left, it goes out of bounds, and it'll be Laker ball. We've had a total of 4 rebounds in this quarter. Has been a lot of made shots or straight out of bounds. Joe Messing checks in, replaces Brennan Jurgis. Full court press coming from the Hatchets. Drew Scholler will inbound it, and he lets it dribble out. And with the end of the third quarter, we are the same way we started this ball game, tied at 31 apiece, entering the fourth quarter. From Bannex, Michigan, on the WLW Sports Network.
Make it a Valentine's Day she'll never forget. Surprise her with a diamond ring from Michael J's Design Studio at the north end of Bannex. Stop in, see it, touch it, and appreciate the beauty of fine jewelry. It's the one thing the internet can't do for you. Fine jewelry needs to be seen to appreciate it, and it's one thing you can do at Michael J's Design Studio. Every diamond is handcrafted in its own unique shape, color, and brilliance. Don't let a diamond certificate on the internet fool you, because each diamond has its own brilliance and beauty. At Michael J's, I can show you the difference. When you purchase or get your fine jewelry repaired at Michael J's, you will also receive a warranty at no additional charge. Michael J's can also make your old gold new again by creating a custom design made especially for you, done right in our in-store goldsmith shop. So stop in at Michael J's and experience the diamond collection the way it should be. Michael J's Design Studio is located at the north end of Bad Axe in the Longshot Plaza, or give us a call at 269-GOLD. That's 269-4653.
And as they say, the only reasons we play the first three quarters is to get to the fourth. And Lakers will get the ball to start this fourth quarter, and it's a turnover. The 15th of the night for the Lakers. Tie ball game at 31 apiece. Bannex with the ball on offense to the right wing. Now back to Messick. Dribbles to his left against Wisner. In no hurry at all. Feeds it to the high post to Hlesky, back over to Brady, back to Martin Messick. Left wing, wide Humphrey Phillips, mid-range jump shot, and nothing but the bound of the net. 3 points for wide Humphrey Phillips.
He dreamed about that one.
33-31, Bannex leading. 7:19 left in the fourth. Pasek inside the lane, over to left block, to Smith. Can't get it to fall. Rebound brought in by Wyatt Humphrey Phillips. This is going to be a foul on the sophomore. That is Basic's second personal foul and only the second team foul for the Lakers. 90 feet from her own hoop, the Bad Axe Hatchets inbound with a two-point lead. In a low-scoring affair tonight, 33-31. Bad Axe on average scores 42, Lakers 43. We might be on par for that over the course of the next 7 minutes and 10 seconds. Ryan Hileski, being guarded by Troy Chapel, blows by him to the right elbow. To Clark Brady for two, and no good. Rebound, Seth Bowles.
Wyatt Humphrey Phillips almost got that steal.
Almost. At the high post, Seth Bowles down to Smith inside the lane. Goes up for the shot. Can't get the foul, but he is fouled. And he'll go to the free throw line for two shots with 6:48 left in regulation. Foul goes against number 22, Clark Brady. That is his second, team second for the Hatchets. Slow whistle tonight. A refreshing breath of air for once, especially after watching the college game. And Smith's first free throw bounces off the iron and out. No good. First free throw attempted of the night. He has 3 points, which came in the early in the first quarter of a three off the left wing. Second free throw is up, and this is good, and we have a one-point ball game. 33 for Bad Axe, 32 for the Lakers. Martin Messing bringing it up, and we have a timeout, full timeout called by Mark Krug and the Hatchets. 6:43 left in the fourth, 33-32 Hatchets.
If you are considering new or additional grain storage facilities this year, contact DS Services of Cass City right away and take advantage of preseason savings by ordering now. DS Services is your primary source for farm or commercial grain bins, dryers, and material handling equipment. Whether you need a minor repair or site design in a whole new grain storage and handling facility, call DS Services. Their 22 product lines include Stormore grain bins, Honeyville grain handling equipment, and MC and Nico grain dryers. They provide expert site design and millwright services, and they maintain a huge inventory of replacement parts. Need a lift? DS Services has certified crane operators and 3 truck and all-terrain cranes, ranging from 40 to 55-ton capacity with up to 185 feet of reach. They're suitable for maneuvering any job site. DS Services Crane Rental is the perfect choice for your truss job or any other lifting need. Visit dsservicesinc.com or call
33-32, Bad Axe leads by 1 point, 6:43 left in the fourth.
You know, Clark, at halftime we said that Bad Axe could not shoot a paltry 19% forever. Third quarter stats, they were 7 for 13, 53%. And the Lakers, 5 for 7, 71%.
Bad Axe on their first possession coming out of that timeout, takes a shot, no good. Martin Messing gets the rebound, and on the way up he is fouled, and he'll go to the free throw line for two shots. Actually, you're going to say it was on the floor. White ball underneath their own hoop. Third team foul, second against Seth Bowles for the Lakers. Clark Brady will inbound for the Hatchets into Ryan Hileski's short corner. Goes up for the floater, and it rolls around and flushes in for 2 points. Ryan Hileski with 5 points of the night.
It made the rounds.
Okay. Bad Axe showing press, and Lakers turns it over, and we have a timeout called by Mark Krug, and it's a 30-second timeout. We'll be back in 30 seconds. 6:14 left in the fourth, 35-32 Bad Axe.
Send the perfect Valentine's Day gift this year by choosing a Valentine gift basket filled with delicious wines from Dizzy Daisy Winery. With over 50 varieties of wine, it's easy to personalize a special wine basket. Dizzy Daisy Winery's tasting room is open any day of the week, noon to 5. Find wines from sweet, semi-sweet to dry. Valentine's Day is a perfect opportunity to open a special bottle of wine like chocolate raspberry, peri, hard cider, or one of their other varieties. Register for a special Valentine gift basket. Stop in or call Dizzy Daisy Winery at 269-2366. They're located 5 miles north and 1 3/4 miles west of Bad Axe on Crown Road.